Now, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the recent rhetoric by the U.S. President Donald Trump shows the depth of the U.S. animosity toward the Iranian nation. The leader made the remarks in a meeting with a number of students on the occasion of the 38th anniversary of the takeover of the American embassy in Tehran. Ayatollah Khamenei said Iran's opposition to the United States stems from a historical experience that dates back to the 1953 coup in Iran orchestrated by the U.S. and the U.K. The leader added that Washington is now doing its utmost to sabotage the outcome of the Iran nuclear deal. According to Ayatollah Khamenei, the only way to confront the U.S. is to resist its demands. Political analyst Fuad Izzadi says U.S. animosity is directed at the Iranian nation and not just the government, and it began decades before the 1979 Islamic Revolution.
It is true that they talk about Iran's history, Iran's culture. They generally talk about establishing links with the Iranian people. This type of rhetoric, very nice in terms of acknowledging Iran's contribution to human civilization. The only problem is that when it comes to policies, they sanction Iran and they design sanctions in a manner to hurt ordinary citizens. They want to overthrow the Iranian government, the government that's elected by the Iranians. So in practice, they have targeted the citizens of this country extensively for the last 40 years since the beginning of the Islamic Republic. And even before we had the Islamic Republic in the 1950s, we have a situation where the United States is targeting Iranian people for having a nationalist prime minister that wants to achieve national interests for Iran. So their problem is not really with just Islamic Republic. The animosities that Iranians have been facing from the United States dates back at least since 1953.